Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
For the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Let's start off with some accolades here, Chris. Bayern's Robert Lewandowski won the German Footballer of the Year. That wasn't a shock, though, was it?
No, definitely not a shock at all. He managed to break nearly a 50-year-old record, 49-year-old record, scored by Gerd Müller. He scored 40 goals that long ago. Robert Lewandowski added one to that, scored 41. He scored 48 when you factor in all competitions. I mean, he seems to be like fine wine. He just gets better with time. He's in impeccable condition. He stays fit. I know his wife, you know, helps him stay fit. You know, she's a karate master herself and is quite active. And his number, you know, the accolade, you know, goes without saying, but the number of 41 goals and breaking that record is even more amazing because he was hurt, you know, for a stretch of the season. And for him to bounce back, he did acknowledge that, you know, the fact that he bounced back and beat that, basically established a new benchmark in the Bundesliga, considering his injury. And it was expected. It's his second, you know, Germany footballer of the year. I think there are many more to come if he does indeed stay in Germany. And just to add another accolade to that list, the coach of the year was Thomas Tuchel, of course, for winning the Champions League with Chelsea.
Chris, staying with Bayern Munich here, the defending champions have lost two friendlies. The most recent one upset their new coach, Julian Nagelsmann.
Yeah, Julian Nagelsmann has yet to win a game leading Bayern. Losing to Cologne and then their recent draw with Ajax. You know, what upset Julian Nagelsmann was basically the nonchalant play of one of their young strikers, Joshua Zirkzee. You know, he missed a chance to score, you know, in that affair, which would have been obviously 3-2. And he took the ball kind of nonchalantly. The goalkeeper was away, but a defender, you know, pounced to defend the action. And that was one thing Nagelsmann spoke out after the match. He said he simply didn't see him behind him, you know, and he said in an official match, hopefully he'll be a bit more serious because Xerxes looked a bit confused, you know, but it goes to say what kind of leadership Nagelsmann is bringing to Bayern right now. You know, they are the defending champions. Indeed, they're getting an extra star on their jersey. They'll have 5 stars on their kit, you know, starting this upcoming season. You know, so Nagelsmann is just going to have to get it together. They have a couple more friendlies to go. And then, you know, the German Cup, they kick off. And then the season after that, you know, just about the second week of August is when it kicks off. So, you know, hopefully he gets it together. But I think the players will respond because anytime, typically when a coach is so vocal, you know, what else is the player going to do but step it up? So I expect to see better performances moving forward.
What about Dortmund, Chris? Will the signing of Daniel Malen fill the shoes of Jadon Sancho at Dortmund?
Yeah, that's what Dortmund are hoping. You know, Daniel Malen, you know, he did well in the Dutch league. He was second, you know, in the top scoring list. You saw flashes of what he can do in the European Championship, you know, that just passed for the Netherlands. You know, but all in all, I do think he's kind of an older player with a group of young talent. You have Erling Haaland, you have Gio Reyna, you have Jude Bellingham, you have Moukoko. You know, these are teenagers, right? You know, he's 22 years old, so I think, you know, he could obviously add if he fits into that mix. That's the most important thing. They are a bunch of young guns. And to add on top of that, they have a new coach in Marco Rosa. You know, so I think that's one positive side to it. You know, it'd be a different scenario if it was the coach, you know, last season, that even though, you know, he'll still be there, Edin Terzic. But, you know, it would be one thing if there was a new head coach. There isn't, you know, so I think that's an opportunity for them to grow together in the right direction. You know, I expect him to be wide. You know, Erling Haaland and Jadon Sancho went on the pitch together, did show flashes of greatness of their teamwork. And I'm wishing the best for Dortmund and what they have moving forward. They have yet to win a match in their preseason, so They have some improving to do. In fact, they've only scored one goal. So, you know, let's see what happens. I think they have to finish up some paperwork and the deal will be done.
Like always, Chris, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, there was a swap of a player, a real electric player up front, you know, for all of you Frankfurt Eintracht fans out there. Andre Silva has switched allegiances. Now he'll be playing with the Bulls of RB Leipzig. He's an incredible player up front. He was third, you know, in the goal scoring last season in the Bundesliga, you know, behind Erling Haaland. You know, so the offensive production is there. You know, he does well. He did well, you know, for Portugal as well. I think something was funny in his first press conference. A reporter actually had the audacity to not ask about him, but ask about Cristiano Ronaldo. You know, I found that to be kind of funny. You know, but I wish Silva well. They have a new coach because Nagelsmann, of course, is with Bayern now. So let's see what the Bulls have in store. You know, they were competitive last season. Let's see if Silva can repeat the Bulls' success this upcoming season.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.